307 DGS. Dave Murray's going to make his return after back surgery at the bottom of the hour. We have the think tank today, which is great because it is election day. David Barkley, Alvin Reed will be joining us. You know the things that we've like revolutionized this and we've revolutionized that. And boy, it's so much different than it used to be 20 years ago. Now, I am speaking out of relative ignorance here because I have to do this so infrequently. Thank God. But why do meetings suck so bad? Doesn't it seem like, I mean, like everyone hates them. Yeah. You say meetings to anyone unless you're the person calling them, and probably even them. Everyone dreads meetings. They seem to just go nowhere and accomplish nothing. How has someone not really revolutionized meetings? Am I the guy?
I mean, how would you?
Should I do it?
I do think there were steps made with the advent of Zoom, right? And the adoption of Zoom, you know, on a larger scale. Like, it hasn't fixed the fact that meetings are annoying and they suck, but at least now it's like, you can, if you have a work meeting and you're off that day or it's at 9 a.m. and you don't come into work until 10.
I'll tell you one thing, Rage. Everything in life needs to be half as long. Church, meetings, sex. No reason sex needs to be more than 2 hours. cut it in.
Only 2 hours.
Cut it in half. That leaves time for the sizzler. Finding one, picking it up, maybe going to Target. No, everything's double as long as it needs to be.
Yeah.
There are a couple things. I mean, like, as a coach, I am definitely known for talking too much post-game. Like, that's my thing. I talk too much in general. But that, like, the players all laugh, and I joke about it because I know that I do that. And
coach,
I think
it's 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, coach, we got school tomorrow. We got to go home. We're in eighth grade. We can't do. And so there's part of that is being better at, like, for me, when I'm being self-critical, is being better at getting to the point faster.
Yeah.
It should be easier amongst adults because you're not trying to explain to literal children. You're explaining to other grown people a thing. But don't you think some of it comes down to just flat out communication skill? Because when somebody runs a meeting and there's good energy, it's not fake, it's not weird, like corporate catchphrases and all that, you find yourself locked in a little bit. And then if it were over shortly, like you said, shortly after that, you'd be like, that was a good meeting.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And I know from being a performer who's done countless presentations and speeches and the whole thing. Like, I used to do this for money, pretty good money. And people would want to book me for an hour. And I would tell them, I'll give you 20 minutes. You can pay me for an hour. You don't want an hour. I promise you, no one wants an hour. And anyone who has given a speech has lost the audience and you never get them back. And we all know what that feels like. You know, you're giving a speech. The first time someone turns and starts talking to the person at the table with them, you've lost the audience. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible feeling.
Yeah. And again, I say these things as someone that has flaws in that regard. Like, I know it. I can see it when I'm looking at players.
Oh, there's no.
And they're starting to gloss over.
There's no tougher audience than eighth grade boys. No,
I mean, teenagers in general. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to keep anybody, their attention specifically for more than a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy, but there are common mistakes that happen. I mean, so things that get repetitive, things where, I mean, you see this on TikTok all the time. Corporate speak is the worst. Don't talk about synergy and the things that people write about in emails. In an email, it's fine to have those ideas. When you're talking about them, people just start going, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Blah. And, yeah, I think that combined with the amount of time that it takes to do something. I've never had a 10-minute meeting that was bad.
Yeah, that's good.
Would you agree?
I would agree.
Every time I've ever had a 10-minute meeting, I'm like, all right, I found out what I needed to find out.
I don't think I've ever had a one-hour meeting that was good.
I would say I have, but it depends on what you're talking about. Like, as an example I would give is, like, if I go to coaching clinic and I'm listening to somebody that's an expert in a field and they're telling me about this thing that I want to learn about. Mm-hmm. I know that's a different thing than being called to a meeting because you're choosing to go to that.
Yeah.
But I've had seen those where it's 30, 35, 40, 45 minutes, an hour, and I'm still in.
Rach, you went off on OnlyFans earlier. What is it about beauty pageants?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't have like a problem with beauty pageants at their core, I guess. It's not something I think about a lot. It is a little weird that it's still going on in 2024.
Strange.
Just given
anachronistic.
Yeah. We're supposed to be all about inner beauty and stuff, but, you know, it is what it is. I will say that for Miss USA, they eliminated the age limit. So up until a couple of years ago, the age limit was 28, and then you're just gone. Like,
sure.
We don't see you anymore.
Yeah, why even show up?
But they lifted the age limit for this year's pageant, but still none of the older women even made it to the top 20. So there was like a 40-year-old, there was someone in their 30s, but they, you know, made this big show of like, everyone's allowed in, but then still when we got to the top 20, it was all the young ladies.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those weird things where it's like, well, then why did you guys do it? Not saying you have to stack the deck and like have a certain amount of older women in the, I'm sure that's just the way that it shook out, or maybe not, but it just feels very performative to say, we're going to get rid of the age limit, but you're not going to see a result from that necessarily.
Why don't we have men's beauty pageants? I know why I'm asking that rhetorically.
Right.
I thought you were like,
No. Because women aren't creeps, right? I mean, like, if you said, let's just have a pageant for the prettiest men on earth. Well, I mean, first of all,
there are those.
Really?
They exist. No, I mean, there are prettiest men on earth.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, but I don't know of a, like all the only things I can think of are, like, fitness tests and bodybuilding. Well, that's not about pretty. That's about the work. And there are women's versions of those too. I don't understand. I mean, is there any such thing as like Mr. Universe that's not about Mr. Bodybuilding, but just you're pretty?
There is. I just Googled it.
So it exists?
It's called the Man of the World pageant.
Huh.
And it's an international male beauty pageant. It began in 2017.
Is there an entry form?
Let's go. I'm signing up. Dave. Can't wait to finish last.
But yeah, Man of the World. That's like quite a title.
I know. That's who wouldn't want to be called? I'm Man of the World 2024.
Man, that'd be sweet. I'm not even man of this room.
It is weird, though, that we're such an advanced species, but we'll be like, let's have a whole contest to see who's prettiest.
Yeah. Do they still do like swimsuit competitions and things like that?
I don't know. I haven't watched it in so many years. I think they do. I was just watching.
It used to be a big thing. It was like primetime.
Yeah.
It was like television.
It was like promoted. It was like an award show.
It does kind of tell you something that it's no longer like it used to be. You're right. Primetime TV, really big build up and all that. And now it's just, well, that happened. And you
there
might catch a headline
is.
Somewhere. It would make so much more sense if it was much more talent driven.
I have a troubling new thing on my TikTok. People get a kick out of what TikTok, who they think I am. I have a woman who's a tattoo artist who tattoos herself, but she uses her feet instead of her hands to tattoo.
Oh, interesting.
Is she good?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So the one I saw today, she was tattooing one foot with the other foot.
There's a whole lot going on there.
And she can tattoo with her hands. She just chooses to do it with her feet.
Like it's a challenge?
It's a good question.
I don't know if challenge is the word I would use.
Okay.
Feels like we're wading into some murky territory with the...
This feels like it's bothering you, which so few things do.
Tattoo foot lady. Yeah, it just seems like, you know, sometimes you stumble upon things and you're like, this is for somebody, probably not for me. you know what I'm saying?
What part of it bothers you?
I just mean like sometimes you stumble upon somebody and you're like, this is weird. I wonder why this person's doing this interesting, unique thing. And then you go, oh, it's like a fetish thing. Okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like I come across that stuff pretty regularly, especially on TikTok where they're just throwing everything at you and seeing what sticks.
See,
but
I
you
never,
come upon something and you're like, this is kind of strange.
I'm not high roading you. I just never think in those terms. Like, oh, I bet this is a fetish.
I didn't for a long time before I had like an epiphany one day when I'm watching somebody. It's like, my thing
the
is,
light goes off. It's
my
like,
thing is juggling sloppy joes. And you're like, that's such a weird thing. And you go, oh, okay. This must be like a... They found their 1% OnlyFans niche or whatever.
Hmm.
I juggled
Sloppy Joes, you say.
With their feet?
And what would the name of that account be?
You don't have to say what it is, but do you have something weird? Does everyone have something weird?
I like to think I don't, but I'm.
I like to think you don't either.
I don't know. I can't think of anything weird.
Like what? Just an interest?
Oh, that means Kevin's got something dark.
No, I mean, I'm...
Kevin's like, what is a fetish? I've never...
I don't know what you could be referring to.
No. I don't know.
Kevin's pushing his fursuit.
He's really fake. He's really fake thinking over there.
He's pushing his fursuit in the drawer closed.
Well, see, like, you guys are like, me not know word you say. And I'm like, I've got 50. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've got some weird stuff. Not going to talk about it on the air. Razor's staying silent on this one.
Razor.
I've come around to it. I don't hate it anymore. Because it's like the Razor scooter.
You should
know?
Get a tattoo of it.
Yeah, I'll get a little scooter tattoo by that lady who tattoos
her feet.
I know
someone who does it with her feet.
I'm going to be in one of those videos.
Yeah, my thing is somebody that tattoos themselves with their feet. Yeah.
I'm being accosted by fetishes and I don't even know it. What a waste. 324 DGS. Dave Murray coming up. Do a couple pieces of audio here. This first one is Noah Lyles, the 100-meter champion, who is not for want of confidence or controversy, and he's calling out the NBA.
The thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA finals, and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times, but that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
Thoughts?
Quite literally the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time.
Wow.
He sounds kind of annoying, too.
Well, first of all of the best players in the world are in the NBA. Guys from Spain and China and France and Italy and literally name any country, they're in the NBA. It is by far the best league in the world. They're the world champs.
But the world is not represented, right? The only places represented are American cities and one Canadian place. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no representation.
No, but the argument is that
there might
it's
be
the
two
best,
Spanish guys
the,
playing.
The argument
is
that
is
it's the best team in the world. It's not the best nation. The United States doesn't win the NBA championship. The team, the Lakers win, the Celtics win, and that team by itself, with a strong claim, would say we are the best team in the world.
According
no
to
no team
whom?
From
According
any league.
To America. According to the NBA, which
Andrew,
is an American league.
Andrew,
yes.
The best players in all the rest of the world come to the NBA.
Razor, I'm scared.
It's not complicated.
I'm just saying.
It's not complicated.
I'm just saying there is no reason to call it world champions.
It is the best league in the world. The best players in the world play there. And the team that wins it is the best team in the world. There is no team out there in some other country playing in the French league, the Italian league, the Croatian league. There's no team in any other league that's going to beat the NBA champion. It doesn't exist. Australian League, Chinese League doesn't exist. It is the best team in the world.
If the USA Olympic team were an NBA team, would they win every year?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an all-star team. I mean, in fact, it's like two all-star teams because instead of having two all-star teams split up, it's one. And it's not all the best players because some of them don't play from injuries or whatever. But yeah, that team would easily win the NBA championship every year.
Back to you, Andrew.
I just don't want to get yelled at anymore for pointing out that
he's going to HR on this one.
Boston wins the NBA championship. Like it's okay to say that you could just say that they're the.
Ooh, what about
US
calling it the
champions.
World Series?
There are zero people that play those sports that would disagree with the fact that that's the best team in the world.
What do you think about
zero,
that, Kevin?
Andrew?
World Series. What do you think about that?
The same thing.
Yell at Razor for a while.
Same thing.
No, don't yell at me. I'm already getting called Razor over here.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 335, playing a little Jimmy Buffett in honor of Dave Murray's return. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for that.
You
Thank
are you welcome. Music. So how you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm 1 week out of surgery,
mm-hmm.
and voice is still very raspy, but that's because the breathing tube was in for a long time,
yeah.
and the medication.
Yeah.
On a prednisone, steroid type thing,
yeah.
off of that now. So I think stuff will get a little bit better and some staples come out tomorrow.
Good.
Yay.
Good, good, good. Good, good.
But they just made me a little smarter.
Yeah, there you go. Well, with that prednisone, you're going to be ripped too. So.
That's true.
So turning to the weather here, one more day, one more half a day, and then we're in pretty cold.
We're now starting to cool off. We're 89 degrees right now. The winds have turned to the north. That means the front has come through, basically a dry front. Just to give you an idea, Kansas City 72, Columbia 77, Woo. Kirksville is 70. So we're going to be dropping through the 80s fairly quickly now for any early evening plans. There will be some clouds around as the cool air takes over. And tomorrow, some clouds around, but noticeably cooler, noticeably drop in humidity. 82 for the high on Wednesday, 64 Wednesday night, Thursday sunny and 85, Friday sunny and 82, Saturday and Sunday sunny and 80 degrees for high temperatures Saturday and again on Sunday. We can really thank the remains of this tropical system, Debbie. It's not moving much. It's kind of stuck over the coastal areas of Georgia, South, and North Carolina. And because that thing's not moving, nothing else is going to be moving. And as a result, we have a nice, cool Canadian high pressure that's going to be with us through the weekend, really through Monday of next week.
Yeah, we deserve that. Those poor people down south, though, how bad is it? I'd heard things like 10 inches, 15 inches.
Oh, you're going to hear reports of 20, 25 inches of rain.
Wow.
Because the thing is stuck. And it's right on the coast, so it's just pumping moisture in, and also the front that's coming through us right now is going to help squeeze that moisture over them. So the biggest deal, it's not the wind, it's the storm surge, because that's going to continue for the coastal areas of Georgia, really from Savannah up through Wilmington and North Carolina, and a lot of rain, just a ton of rain. It will eventually start to let go probably Thursday or Friday, and then move into the mid-Atlantic states. And it should eventually go, hit southern New England and Cape Cod anyway. But it'll be just a big rain and wind at that point. It's not, I don't think it's going to become a tropical storm again, but it's a very juicy system. Plus, my people have talked to your people, mm-hmm. which means I've talked to Rachel.
Yes.
And the fall forecast for St. Louis has been scheduled for August 23rd. That is a Friday at 3:30 on August 23rd.
I just love the fact that we're talking about fall.
I just
love it. Love it, love it, love it. And there's there's nothing Dave could say that would disappoint me about the fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than it's going to be like 95 or something like that, but
it's going to be the hottest fall in history, Dave.
Right. Wants to be.
Don't give him ideas.
Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Make sure to reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, so more U.S. schools are taking breaks for meditation. Teachers say it helps students' mental health, and schools across the United States have introduced yoga, meditation, and mindfulness exercises to help students manage stress and emotions. This was endorsed by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last year.
I've been seeing things. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I read an article the other day about how meditation is terrible for you.
What?
Especially if you have mental illnesses, because it makes you focus too much and it can lead to very bad things. Yeah.
What?
I know. Look it up. It's worth a read.
You're blowing my mind, because I feel like I feel so much more clear-headed and positive and all of these great things whenever I'm meditating all the time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's kind of an individual thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know.
When I was growing up, our form of meditation was the gym teacher would say, okay, Murray, two more laps, you jerk.
Feel the pain.
I have received that speech before.
God, ours was running stairs in seventh grade basketball on those concrete covered in steel stairs, wearing Chuck Taylor Converse made out of nothing.
Our junior high school, this was in Barrington, Rhode Island. Sixth, seventh grade in particular, I remember, maybe even eighth grade, but it was a six-story building, and the gym was on the top floor. Mm-hmm. The where you change, the changing room, whatever, locker room, was in the basement. Mm-hmm. So our initial start of every day was, all right, up the stairs. And it wasn't, yeah, take your time walking up. It was like heavy duty.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. Oh, bad memories. Bad memories. Then taking a shower and going out in the middle of November to take the late bus home. Oh, gosh. And then they would let me off at the bus stop, which was, I mean, probably 300 yards from my house, but it was right past the graveyard. Mm. So I would start out walking every time because, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. And then at about 200 yards, probably why I end up running track, I would just bust into a flat out sprint. Just afraid of all the dead people.
I mean, I don't blame you.
I had such a specific picture of them. They were running on all fours.
Really?
Across the field to get me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
According to a new poll, few Americans trust the Secret Service after a gunman nearly killed Donald Trump. Only around 3 in 10 Americans say they are extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep the presidential candidate safe from violence before the election, according to the poll.
Put me in that group. Yeah, I would agree. It's kind of hard not to.
The survey also found that about 7 in 10 Americans think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the assassination attempt.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that part makes sense to me. Like, they blew it. They screwed up. But their track record is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, how many potential threats actually become threats? What's the percentage? 1%?
So maybe they're better at preventing them early as opposed to the proximate kind
of
thing?
I mean, outside of this screw-up, which is clearly a screw-up, how many screw-ups can we think of from the Secret Service in the last 20 years?
Well, they had that. It wasn't like anyone was in danger, but weren't they, like, partying whenever Obama was president? They were caught at a hotel with, like, sex workers and stuff. It was a whole thing. I mean, there was definitely scandal and, like, the ball was being dropped, but you're right.
I would take their batting average, let's put it that way.
Right. Kamala Harris is now the Democratic presidential nominee. She formally accepted the nomination on Monday. And then, of course, she chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. With her nomination, Harris is the first woman of color to lead a major party ticket. The attempted assassination has spurred calls for violence. The spike was documented by a company called Moonshot, a company that monitors domestic violent extremism spaces online. They documented about 1,600 calls for civil war, which was a 633% increase from a normal day across a range of online platforms, including Reddit and YouTube.
Why would it do that? This was not a case of cross-party violence.
Well, at the time, I think this was in the days after. I think it was when people were searching for a reason why this happened. A lot of people were assuming this was like a Democrat out to kill President Trump.
Well, I think that's the thing that stunned me a lot about that situation was the number of people that kept saying they tried to kill Donald Trump. No. A mentally ill 20-year-old who knows exactly what his political leanings were, but was not affiliated with anybody that would be an opponent of Donald Trump, did something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a they. That's not...
That's what was so shocking about it is we know that there was a credible threat from Iran. Iran knows how to kill people. Iran has Jason Bournes.
When you have the guy that you just mentioned that got arrested for being a plot, you know, part of that plot.
Yeah. And just the fact that this kid was able to do what he was able to do. I mean, like, it was, I understand why we had the hearings. I understand why they took Cheadle to task. I understand why she resigned, but it's almost so obvious. Like, it's such a duh. It could have been a 5-minute thing. Like, you completely boned this one in all these ways. You go away, you do better. I mean, it was just so ridiculously dumb.
I wonder if it's just as simple as the 20-year-old wasn't thinking about getting away with it.
Yeah.
Versus if another nation is going to be a part of that, they don't want anything coming back on them because you know what the recourse is going to be. Well, this guy probably knew he was going to die and didn't care, but it was much more simple than that because it, you know, even a quote professional hitman might not care if they die, but the people sending him don't want it to get back on them.
I will say that he did have explosives in his car.
He was planning more than just that.
He wanted to get away. It just didn't happen for him. All right. Sorry to keep bringing up politics, but Donald Trump is leading Kamala Harris among Gen Z voters. This is according to a new poll by SurveyUSA. He's leading by 4 percentage points among voters ages 18 to 34, with 50% backing the former president and just 46% backing Harris.
Really surprising.
One thing I've noticed, I started following, I'm going to try if I can find the account that I started following on Twitter. It's called Political Polls. That's just the Twitter handle. And it's just all day they're posting results of new polls, different organizations, different groups. I cannot count how many times they're completely different than the other poll that just preceded it. Like in one poll, it'll show Trump is up huge in Pennsylvania. Another one will show that Harris is even or whatever. Like all of the polls are I wouldn't say wildly different. I mean, they're close, but depending on where you're looking and when you're looking, there's a different outcome across the board.
And my final story here, an Olympic marathon swim test was canceled over water quality concerns in the Seine River. It was canceled on Tuesday due to growing concerns over water quality. The run was meant to help marathon swimmers familiarize themselves with the course located in the river. Swimming in the Seine has usually been unavailable due to the fact that it is kind of toxic. But marathon swim races are currently scheduled for Thursday and Friday of this week. So I wonder what they're going to do to get the river swim
Do
ready.
Do we know, is the Seine just especially nasty? Like, if you tested the Mississippi, would it be like, don't even wade in there?
I would not want to swim in the Mississippi River.
I'd say you'd probably any rivers that go in and around major metropolitan areas probably have problems.
It's just a sewer. That's all it is.
Yikes.
It's a
sewer.
Well, and keeping in mind, too, Dave's not wrong in that sense. I know it's funny, but like, That's an old part of the world, and a lot of what was built around that is old and leaky, and old systems are still kind of in place. So
I like the one swimmer who said, "You know, it tasted kind of brown."
No.
Did they really say that?
Yeah, they really said it. Yes, these are marathon swimmers.
Yeah,
you know, triathlon, and they suck in a lot of water.
Oh,
it tasted like a color. And it's not a good color.
Yuck.
No, the worst of all colors to taste like. Man, I'm glad I went to Ruth's Chris last night, not tonight. Thank you, Dave. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Well, this is some communism.
Uh-oh.
They're changing the way you sing the alphabet song.
What?
Yeah. You know how when you were a kid, it was like you thought L-M-N-O-P was all one letter?
It is.
I thought it was a minnow, like
it was
in fishing.
Fun. Yeah,
a little
L-M-N-O-P.
Minnow with a head to pee.
They don't like that, so they're teaching kids now to pause after the N.
L-M-N-O-P.
So
I don't like it.
L-M-N-O-P-Q, R-S-T, U-V-W, X-Y-Z.
And why?
Just so the kids... It's really simple. Like, hey, you know how it sounds like L-M-N-O-P is one letter? It's not.
Yeah. Just,
boom, you got it.
You'll learn someday, kid.
Yeah.
Do they have a problem where kids are like, no, that letter L-M-N-O-P.
You got me. So stupid.
Very stupid.
I mean, it won't ever affect me. But
right.
I don't understand it.